Ethiopia aligns with the statement made by Algeria on behalf of the Africa Group. Mr. Chairperson, High Commissioner of the UNHCR, Mr. Filippo Grandi, ministers and distinguished representatives, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to the outset to extend our deepest appreciation to Mr. Filippo Grandi and the UNHCR for the excellent cooperation we continue to enjoy in our collective efforts to sustainably improve the lives of refugees and the communities that host them. We would like to highly commend also our partners for their continued generous technical and financial support. Mr. Chairperson, in the past years, Ethiopia has continued with its long-standing tradition of its open-door policy to refugees despite its own socio-economic challenges. Ethiopia is also making remarkable efforts to contribute to peace and security of the countries of the region to address the root causes of displacement. Despite the challenges faced due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Ethiopia is also making progress in the implementation of the Global Compact on Refugees to ensure refugees remain self-reliant and improve resilience of host communities. We are progressing with issuance of various procedures and directives that are critically required for the successful realization of the bold commitments of the government, including the Global Compact on Refugees. In this connection, I am pleased to inform you that three working procedures are now endorsed. These directives have already enabled refugees, among other things, to obtain work permit, live in non-camp locations, in integrating themselves with their host communities. This will certainly go to a great length to address protection and assistance challenges of refugees and improve their lives. Mr. Chairperson, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought enormous challenges to protection of refugees in Ethiopia, as in many countries. The government of Ethiopia has adopted inclusive approach to refugees in the ongoing national and local level COVID-19 response mechanisms. We have adopted Ethiopia Refugee Preparedness and Response Plan, which is a strategic humanitarian response against the spread and impact of COVID-19, targeting not only refugees but equally members of those communities. However, the support we got to implement the strategy falls short of the needs of refugees. In this respect, Ethiopia wishes to stress that priority needs to be accorded to WASH services and increasing testing capacity both for refugees and host communities. We therefore call donors to take actions to implement the pledge made during the Global Refugee Forum in a manner that takes into consideration the changed situation by the ravaging COVID-19 pandemic. It is vitally important that the international community act together to ensure that the COVID-19 pandemic does not worsen the burden on developing host countries like Ethiopia. Mr. Chairperson, Ethiopia believes that the COVID-19 pandemic should not be allowed to distract us from implementing the Global Compact on Refugees in the spirit of burden and responsibility sharing. Ethiopia believes that the public health measures can be undertaken without reducing resettlement or support to refugees in general. We should work together, lessening the enormous pressure on the economy, basic services delivery, as well as natural resource base of the countries. With regard to returnees, Ethiopia would like to make call to UNHCR and our partners to review return and reintegration of refugees inadequately supported with robust reintegration package. This is very important, as poor reintegration package has led many Ethiopian returnees to be internally displaced persons or opt for secondary migration. With regard to internal displacement, the adverse impact of climate change is also causing several challenges in Ethiopia, with 1 million people internally displaced due to flash floods and landslides. We call the UNHCR, therefore, to strengthen its work in climate change-induced displacement. The budget allocation for internal displacement, in particular, needs to match UNHCR's increasing engagement in camp and shelter cluster of IDP response. In this respect, Ethiopia believes that the comprehensive approach we adopted in the Global Compact on Refugees in strengthening the nexus among humanitarian assistance, development interventions, and peace-building initiatives is important to coherently address people's vulnerability before, during, and after crisis. We call our partners, therefore, to redouble their efforts in addressing the growing funds attached to energy and addressing environmental impact of refugees. Mr. Chairperson, finally, the government of Ethiopia would like to take this opportunity to once again to reaffirm its commitment to continue its close collaboration with all stakeholders towards the successful rollout of the government of Ethiopia's commitments, including those that have been made during the first ever Global Refugee Forum through enhanced international cooperation. I thank you.